Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother and sister who sinned against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven, but 77 times.
Yeah, big boys.
77 times? First I looked at this question, I was like, why did Peter come out the blue and just ask how many times should he forgive a person? And I think he knew the question, but he wanted the right answer. Mind you, when someone come out the blue and just ask you a question, pay attention to it. Be real focused to it. Because they thinking about something, they've done something, and they want you to approve. I remember a time when we was watching Spider-Man, him and his he bowed his and he asked me, he said, you understand how they jump from that building and land on his feet? I could have said it was a trick camera, but I wanted to tell him the truth. Because I knew he was going to try. So I told him they take one camera and they shoot him probably down and jump a bit with a safety net. And they take another camera and shoot from another angle, like on 12 steps, and they tell them how to land, and they cut it and put it together. And that's how they do it. Well, mind you, 2 weeks later, we outside. Everyone is out. We having a good time. We playing cards, playing dominoes, shooting basketball. He wasn't around with his friend, not even front. So I asked, I say, anyone seen Marcus? They say, no, he in the back of his friend Joseph. See, when them two get together, it's trouble. Something's going down. So I walk in the backyard and I hear somebody like, no, you don't do it like that. He in a tree with a rope tie. And mind you, they 5 or 6 years old. One of them has a Polaroid camera. He's gonna take a picture while he's jumping. Take another picture while he's jumping off. I say, get down, y'all got this. They probably did it later. But I wasn't there, so that's what Jesus told me. He told him the truth. But I still had questions. Why did he ask him? And if you go back to the beginning of the chapter, Peter was a disciple. Peter was a follower of Jesus. And Jesus was teaching. That day he was teaching on such things as humility, seven faults, and forgiveness. So I guess he wanted to know how many times he wanted to forgive someone. To me, 77 times. Well, for me, hurt me once. Same on you, hurt me twice, same on me. Third time, this is not going to happen. I'm going to go the other way. I see you coming. I'm just not going to confront you. I'm just going to go about my business and do what I normally do. So that's what I came about for the first part. So the second part, 22-23, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And he began to settle them. A man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold were brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and children and all that he had sold to repay the debt. And this servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged. I will pay back everything. The servant master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellows that owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay me back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees, same thing he did, and begged him, be patient with me, I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went out and had the man thrown into prison until he paid the debt. Now, this one here had me lost. I'm saying, was it greed? I even asked Steve to text me some chapters on greed, some scriptures on greed. But as we talked, it wasn't greed. So I looked at it again. I said, maybe he was showing out in front of his fellow slave, trying to sell me a box. That wasn't it. So I went back to the beginning and I saw it. The parable of the unmerciful servant. He was unthankful. He wasn't grateful. You know, someone's going to give me up my debt. I'm appreciative. I'm going to do everything you want me to do. If you want me to wash your car, I'll wash it. Cook for your eyes, do it. Take me places. Hey, I'm the driver. But this guy, it just didn't register with him. Maybe he thought, well, I can get away with owing his debt, I can go back and get my money from him. No, it doesn't work like that. When you are blessed, God is put here to bless others. So you should bless others. I was looking at the TV, I was flood and water and everything. People was like, how do they find? Well, other people came from other states, cities, and those people asked them, why are you doing this? Why do you take up your time to help these people? And they said, well, the Lord blessed us. Why not bless others? And I think that was what we should do. We should follow their example and bless others. If we are blessed, why not bless others? But this servant failed to do that. And that's why things transpired the way they did later on. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in, you wicked servant. I cancel out the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay all he owed. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each and one of us unless we forgive our brothers and sisters from our hearts. Wow, that's a powerful statement. He's going to send us to torture and jail and I mean, when I vision torture and jail, I vision busting rocks with flesh and a holiday. Probably a glass of water here, a glass of water there. Probably a glass of water every 4 hours. And then what I'm visioning is like, no one will come to see me. No one would care about me. So that's why we should have forgiveness in our heart. I'll tell you a story. I was in 10th or 11th grade. I'm at school, my friends, you know how it used to be. We had a group over here, a group over there. Everybody was having a good time. And this guy, I know, I didn't think he liked me much. I didn't think he liked us as much as a family. Because, you know, people rather pay a fool to us. You know, my mom and dad welcomed everybody in. And he asked us, what y'all laughing at? Y'all laughing at your sister? And when she walked, I'm like, whoa, man, see, my sister, she had a stroke. And she had a lifetime of rehabilitation. So during this time, she was proud of her mom. She could walk, you know, she could walk. And I looked at him, I say, for real? You doing that here? And it angered me, like, I want to get this guy so bad. It angered me so bad that I was so mad. I wasn't moving, but just chilling with this rolling down. And my friend said, you want us to get him? I was like, nah, you know, there we go. You don't know what he's talking about. So I go, I'm at the table doing my homework. My mom come in, and she was like, hey, baby, how you doing? How was school today? I said, it was good. So she goes in her room and do what she had to do. She come back out. She was fixing dinner. She was like, you sure you're okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. Then I said, you know what? You know this guy? He talked about my sister. And I really wanted to give him. I said, I had a chance to give me and my friend, we was going. And she said, oh, babe, I'm sorry. See, it's three people that we drew the line joking about. If they was mentally ill, physically handicapped, and maybe we drew the line saying that they couldn't speak for themselves, they couldn't stand for themselves. So I was like, yeah, okay, the Lord take care of them. So 3 years graduated, went to school, he went to work, mother for him. You know, well, we stayed in contact, we didn't stay in contact with him. And then, one day my mom came home and she said, Stanley, did your mother die? Talk about your sister. I said, yeah, today. Your dad died. I was like, whoa. And I said, how do you know? She said, I was in the grocery store. And I seen his mom on one eye. And I must have passed her 3-4 times. So I went to go check out, and she was still there. So, you know, I got her from around. So I went to her, I said, hey, girl, you know how I like it? She said, bust out crying. Oh, Mr. Gage. So now my husband died. My kids, they don't count me no more, they don't. And because of my husband died, I think it's my fault. My mom said, no, it's not your fault. He said, yeah, I'm okay. We had this routine where every day he would go into the garage and just either listen to the baseball game or tinkle or something. And I'll take him a drink and we will make some rock out. But this day, I took him a drink. I didn't pay no attention to him. And I just went back in my house. So by the time lunchtime came, I went to go get him. I hollered for him. I said, hey, it was lunchtime. And he didn't respond. So I went to the garage door and said it again. He didn't respond. So I went up to him. And I noticed the glass just dropped. Ice is melted. And he just sitting there. So I touched him and he just fell over. Oh, I went to the doctor and said, I went crazy that day.
In the back of my mind, it's like, all right, this is my chance to get this guy. I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell my friends that mama neglected me. I was going to do some mean stuff just to get back at him. But then 3 months or 6 months, she died. She passed. So if my mom tell the story, she looking at me, she's like, now look, I don't want this to go like this, not just between me and you. I was like, okay, mom. Y'all hear that name your mom called it when she wants your attention. But she said, he didn't look at me. I don't want this to go out this house. Y'all know. When your mom say, Stephen, Sergeant, she got you by your whole name. And I was like, yes, ma'am. And I was like, oh, Lord, why are you giving me all this information if I can't do nothing with it by trying to get back at her? So, my mom go to her funeral, and after the service is done, my mom went to the family of her kids to tell me how your mom was. She was proud of me. You know, she was glad that they, you know, became what they became. How they loved, how she loved them. And soon as my mom get up there, the guy who I was wanted to get came up to my mom and said, oh, Miss Gay, I'm glad you was there to help her. I'm glad you was there to drive her places. See, I didn't know she had cancer. And he told her, hey, Miss Gay, my mom told us everything. Everything you did for her. And he just thanked her and looked, and I was like, wow, do I still be mad at this guy? Do I still be angry? And at that moment I said, no. I said, no, I can't be angry at this guy anymore. What happened is, in high school, I chopped it up to immature and stupid. We was all stupid at one time. We all did things we asked forgiveness for. And I like to think that he asked for forgiveness. And that's what we all should do. If you're mad at someone, if you got a brother with somebody, somebody just offended you, just ask for forgiveness and let God take over. My mom said, don't worry about letting God take over. She was right. She was right. And I think that's what we should do. We come in contact with someone that we don't like, that we feel that they're doing wrong, that we feel that they're wrong. That we feel there's no way to chance we'll be friends with it, with him or her. Just forgive him and keep it moving. Now, don't forget, but just forgive him. You know, when I forgave him, everything just went away. Before that, I thought about it every day. And that's been like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. And I straight up hated this guy. But after that, I had to forgive him. If we want to move forward, if we want God to forgive us, then we got to forgive him. We got to forgive the people who hurt us, did us wrong, just offended us. I have a brother right now. He refused to forgive. brother and sister. Every time I talk to him, that subject comes up. And I asked him, I said, let me know what year it is. He said, no, I'm going to take it to my grave. But I hope he does, because he know how we was raised. He know my mom and dad believed in forgiveness. So guys, I don't know how well I did, but I want to thank you God for having me up here, give me a chance. I want to say I love you guys. And I can't wait to do it again. Thank you, guys.